In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Today in the Orthodox Church in America is Sanctity of Life Sunday. This day is a celebration, an affirmation, a declaration of the goodness of life, the godliness of life, and in particular, the lives and the personhood of people who are vulnerable among us. It is a recognition, it's a veneration, it's an adoration of our God who chose to become a human person, Jesus, who also said, "I have come that you may have life and may have it more abundantly." Now, this particular Sunday, the third Sunday of January, was chosen for the Sanctity of Life due to the date of the Supreme Court ruling Roe versus Wade back in 1973, the ruling that essentially legalized abortion on demand in all 50 states. And the lives, the personhood of unborn children are foremost in our minds and our hearts on this day. But of course, our vision of the sanctity of life certainly extends beyond unborn children throughout life, to include all life, to include each person, and especially those in a vulnerable state. The poor, the homeless, the imprisoned, racial minorities, the disabled, physically and mentally ill, addicts, elderly, refugees, anyone whose personhood is marginalized by the norms of society. We are reminded today and always of the sanctity of their lives and the dignity of their personhood. An interesting thing about the church giving us a Sanctity of Life Sunday is how unusual it is for the church to do something like that. I mean, the church holds many things as sacred, but we rarely dedicate a Sunday to any of them. They're usually just part of the ordinary life and vision as believers and as people of God 24/7. Or let me give you an example. The church believes in the sanctity of marriage, and marriage is certainly under duress in many societies, including our own. In 1960, 99% of cohabitating couples in America were married. Today, that number is 71%. That means almost 30% of cohabitating couples are not married in this country, and that number is climbing. Marriage is under duress in our society. But there's no Sanctity of Marriage Sunday. There's no Sanctity of Speech Sunday either, even though speech is a gift of God unique to human beings, unique to persons created in His image. And yet foul and hurtful and disrespectful language is all too prevalent in our society. My point is that if you did a Sanctity Sunday for each thing the church holds sacred and against its corresponding sin, you'd run out of Sundays in a hurry. Most of this is just in our daily vision as church. So why Sanctity of Life in particular? And I think the answer can be found in another, much older Sanctity Sunday, which is the Sanctity of Icons, celebrated the first Sunday of Lent since the year 843. The triumph of the Orthodox view of icons was and is a celebration of seeing the image of God in a picture and in a painting, and more importantly, in the person depicted. Seeing the image of God first and foremost in Jesus Christ, seeing the image of God in His saints and through events, seeing the image of God through icons of the church. And when that vision was attacked, when that doctrine was under duress, and when that vision of the image of God triumphed, the church set aside a Sunday every year to remember and to celebrate the sanctity of icons as bearing the image of God. That the image of God can be found and cherished in creation. And that vision can and should inform our celebration of the sanctity of life on this day here and now. What we are truly celebrating is the image of God found in each and every person on the face of the earth. And in our fallen human condition, we especially need to be reminded to see the image of God in the most vulnerable, the poor, the homeless, the imprisoned, the racial minorities, the disabled, physically and mentally ill, addicts, elderly, refugees, and especially unborn children who have next to no legal protection in our society. Sanctity of life is a call and a reminder to see the image of God in everyone, and especially in those whose personhood is marginalized by the norms of society. Now, the church has given us a beautiful set of prayers for this Sunday. They're printed on the back of your bulletin. They'll be added to the litany that immediately follows this sermon. And as we pray these prayers, I ask you to consider that we are not only sharing a vision as church, not only sharing what we see, we're not only called to see the image of God in the most vulnerable, but we're also being challenged to do. We're also being challenged to act. Pay attention to how many action verbs there are in these prayers. Do good, practice righteousness, share, care, show, aid, help, guard, cherish, protect. Action verb after action verb. These prayers are chock full of action verbs showing the practice of our vision in life. That is our calling as Orthodox Christians. That is our calling as believers in general, to not only see and to not only recognize the image of God, but to act on that, to find ways to put that seeing into practice. And as we celebrate the sanctity of life, as we rekindle our vision of seeing the image of God in everyone, as we remember that Jesus Christ came to be one of us and taught us that he came that we might have life and might have it more abundantly, that we see the image of God, especially in those whose personhood is most marginalized by the norms of society, may we also find it in our hearts to put that vision into action. Amen.